What I have to say to you now is incredibly important. We have a problem, a very serious one. The Frey outnumber us 3-1. Our glyph-etched walls are broken. The only things protecting us are gone, and most of our best soldiers are dead.
He gestured at Wraith.
Or wounded.
What do we need walls for? The bridge is gone.
Lack of a bridge won't stop them. They still have Miralith. They will use the Ark to extend the stone of the cliff walls. I told Ciri to destroy the bridge only to give us this time to prepare. And tonight the Fane's Miralith will create new bridges, and his army will cross over the Burn River with orders to kill everyone. You might disrupt one or two of the bridges, Ciri, but you won't be able to take down all seven.
Isn't this Niffrin and Persephone's problem to solve?
They can't solve this, but the people in this room can.
What can we do against an army of Frey that Niffrin and Kenig Persephone can't?
Malcolm shifted his sight back towards Ciri.
She knows a way.
I don't know what you...
She froze. The tattoos around her eyes separated, and her brows jumped up. Her mouth opened, first in understanding, then in horror. The mystic's head began shaking rapidly.
No, not that.
You can do it. You've done it before.
No, I can't.
Her fear-filled eyes darted to each of their faces as if they all plotted her death.
It's the only thing that will save us.
What is it?
Rhone took a fleeting glance toward Ciri.
He wants her to make another Gilarad ruin. I can't do it.
Suri's head was down, her fingers raking through her short hair.
A Gilarad ruin would be immune to their magic. It could end this battle, might even end the war.
But I can't!
I don't understand. Why can't you make this thing if it will save us?
Don't ask me to do that. Not again.
Wraith looked to the others, then finally just stared at Rhone once more.
To make a Gilarad ruin, she has to kill an animal.
No! Not an animal. I don't have to kill an animal. It has to be a sacrifice.
Like a lamb.
Lambs were animals, but that's what they always used as sacrifices in Doria.
No! Not like a lamb. Not just a killing. A real sacrifice. This isn't about slaughtering some innocent beast or destroying what might have been a nice meal. It has to be real, not symbolic. And it has to be mine. I have to destroy. I have to take a life that matters to me. Don't you understand? I have to kill someone I love.
Horns blew sometime past midnight. Tesh ran across what remained of the courtyard. Jumping onto the collapsed remains of the old frozen tower, he looked down and saw seven bridges that hadn't been there when he had gone to sleep. Across them, seven columns of soldiers flowed above the chasm. All around, men ran wildly, trying to find each other, trying to locate their leaders, trying to understand what to do.
Has anyone seen Wraith?
Bryn couldn't find Tesh. Minutes felt like hours, and hours turned into an eternity. With each passing second, her desperation grew. When the horn started blowing, she knew her time was up. The lower courtyard was no place for a keeper of ways, but she desperately needed to see Tesh one last time. Chieftain Harkin spotted her among the men rushing down the steps.
Bryn, get out of here, lass! The enemy is upon us! Run back to the keep! Do it now!
Bryn!
She whirled and saw Tesh running at her. Bryn flung her arms out and pulled him to her. Squeezing as hard as she could, she kissed him. Then she did it again, and again. She drew a breath, keeping her face close to his, her hands making fists in his hair and shirt.
I wanted to say goodbye.
Goodbye?
You're going to fight with the rest, and by morning, you'll be dead. I had to see you. I had to say goodbye. I have to tell you, I love you.
The words just came out, but the moment they left her lips, she knew it was true. That was the real reason she'd been so desperate to find him.
I love you too.
Horns were blaring. She heard shouts and the clang of metal. She ignored it all. The world could fall apart. She no longer cared.
Bryn!
Moya ran at them along with an onrush of swordsmen and archers.
What the tent are you doing here?
Her face was fierce, her bow strung.
The lower yard is overrun. They're coming up the steps. Get to the keep. Move!
Persephone was sitting up in her bed. Propped by a pillow against the carved headboard, she listened to the sounds of battle. In her right hand, she held the little sword Rhone had made. In her left, she squeezed the blanket. She held both so tightly her hands ached.
It will be over soon. Everything will be over.
We've crossed the Corrible Bridge. We're here.
The door of the suite opened and Moya's bow stretched.
It's Nifron!
Brace the door.
Rin raised her dagger as more Frey rushed into the bedroom. Persephone gritted her teeth against the pain and raised her blade. She muttered a prayer to Mari. That's when the roof came off the keep.